Daniel Pratt, first of all, we're in uncharted territory. We've never had a bye before the finals. How have the West Coast Eagles managed it?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Everyone probably handled a little bit differently. Some teams are trying to get players back like the Doggies are. We had a couple of guys a little bit sore, so the week off was good, but I guess time will tell.
At the end of the game, what will the West Coast Eagles have done best this evening if they're winners?
I suppose the pressure. If we can build a lot of pressure, lock the ball in our forward half, and score efficiently, we'll probably be hard to beat. And the Doggies play to their strengths and lock the ball in their half and stop us from scoring, it's going to give them a real chance.
Back in round 11 when you played the Dogs, you lost the contested ball by 39. You ended up losing the game by 8 points. It allowed their backs to really run off half-back and be aggressive and then spot up their forward line at 124 more possessions. How do you go about winning the contested ball first of all tonight?
Well, I guess it's whoever wants it more and who's cleaner around the contest, same as every week. And I think the last month we've been pretty good in the contest. The Doggies, they're number one for the year, so it's going to be very physical inside, and expecting it to be a lot closer to the contested ball than it was last time.
A number of inclusions for the Dogs, how do you manage those?
Oh, they've got a few guys coming off 4 or 5 weeks, so it's time will tell, I think. If they can get up and perform well, then they're going to be hard to beat.
Does Mark Hutchings perform a hard tag on Marcus Bontempelli?
Oh, we've got a few things in place, not just for Bontempelli, but for other players. So if blokes get out of hand, then we'll look to nullify their involvement in the game.
How close was Scotty Lysett to not playing?
Oh, no, Scotty was, because we had the bye, gave us plenty of time to prepare him to play this week. So, yeah, he's always been, he was always in the mix, yeah.
Flipping it around for them, do you expect someone to go with Gaff and maybe Shuey? I mean, Liberatore's come into the team and there's always a chance that Pickham will run with someone.
Yeah, it's Pickham's been doing some jobs the last few weeks, but he still hunts the ball. So I think both teams are going to be competing in real close. So whether there's a tag or not, it's going to be pretty tight checking. So time will tell with that as well.
Daniel, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.